Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back, Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Have had a very fun show. A lot of great guests. Thanks to all of them for joining us. Brian Cole, Bill O'Brien, Dan Wiederer, Mike Florio, John Heyman. Thank you to Ruthie Palitsky for sitting in today and putting up with me for 4.5 hours before she has to put up with me for another half hour tonight.
Not sick of you yet.
That's good.
Tonight, though. Thanks for having me, Damon.
And thank you to everyone who helped us out today. Matt Anaya, getting us on the Twitch stream, and for coming in early. Thank you to all of you who contributed to the texts and calls and emails, and most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday. Thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Really, Gage? Really, that's your response, is that you're looking forward to beating the Cubs? Look forward to not making an error at third base. Try to win a series over at the rate, okay? Win a series, and then get back to me about how you want to beat the Cubs, Gage Workman.
In fairness, I don't think that comment was necessarily in context. This is the entire quote. Real quickly. He says, grateful for my time with the Cubs and good people over there. But now I'm with the White Sox and I'm excited to be here. And now I want to beat the Cubs.
I'm grateful for the Cubs. Now I want to beat the Cubs. Like, it's okay to say
How about beat the Twins? How about beat the Tigers?
What's the fun in that?
Thank you to Brandon Fryer for providing that audio.
Kiss my ass right downtown and print it.
That was Lee Elia 42 years ago today. That is the anniversary of the rant. Les Grobstein, the Grobber, he was there. Mark Grody wasn't there, was he? No, he was not. I think Mark Jean Greco was. I think that we know a couple people still around that remember that well in the office. Lee Elia, the former Cub manager, on the rant that went viral in a time before viral was a thing. Time now for the new midday show. Rahimi and Harris, Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, you're both here. Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello.
How was day one?
It was like the month before. Now it was fun. We had Mark Grody on and there was a bunch of people who called in. Ozzy called in, so that was a lot of fun. But, you know, day after the Bears draft, so that's really the main thing. Like, the main thing is the main thing.
It was a Bears Monday. It was like a Bears Monday.
It was Layla's first Bears Monday.
Yeah. I've never had any other before that, ever.
But it was...
I've never hosted at the station until yesterday.
It was evaluating the draft class like it was a game because there was such a variety of opinions, and I think everybody had been waiting and waiting and waiting. So it was months... You know, the draft is great because it creates months' worth of conversation that you need to try to wrap up in a day in evaluating. But you can still talk about it for a while.
David, how would the talent evaluation industrial complex exist if not for the NFL draft? We need that. That's youth giving sports, people's jobs out here.
I think youth sports would take the lead.
Yes.
They would take that baton and just run.
Also, on the Gage Tater Workman discussion, I just want to point out, I hope Gage Tater Workman wins Rookie of the Year. That's on the table now.
He's not going to win Rookie of the Year.
He's got a chance to play every day.
The table Marsh's is set. Combining two loves, Gage Workman and White Sox.
All right. So you can't stick with the guy just because you like his middle name.
Why not?
I mean, you can, but you got to be realistic.
He plays for my baseball team. The team I root for.
Now you can root for him, but you constantly have to refer to his middle name.
Why not? It's his name. It's not a nickname. It's his actual name.
It's like Stephen A. Smith.
He is Whit Workman's son, and we will honor him because of that. I like an original name.
Okay.
Really, Gage?
Dustin was hot about that.
Yeah, he had his moment. That's understandable. A little out of context.
I like that you provided context.
Yeah.
Is Dustin betrayed, you think? By Gage Workman's.
No, Dustin Cubs
that's
homer.
On brand. Yeah.
How can have fealty to a team that got rid of you? Like, come on.
Yeah, I think it's a smart move for the Sox, you know, because where's he going to play? Primarily third base. Miguel Vargas is there, so he can play other positions. The Sox don't have anybody in that lineup that can't be moved out of it.
Except for Luis Robert Jr. They can't seem to move him for a trade because, you know, he's batting well under 200.
I still think that, yeah, they're going to end up selling low on him if they sell him at all, if they're able to. But
with the Reds lurking in the NL Central and all of those prospects that they do have in their system, it would not surprise me if they end up being a team that ends up being the eventual trade partner for the Sox.
The thing I say about the Reds, who's their manager again? Help remind me of that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I don't think people are taking seriously enough how good the Reds can be this year.
They won 5 in a row. They're a game out at first. And for all the Cubs beating teams on their schedule with winning records, they have to respect the Reds because they are coming.
Well, and they can still hit. Like, they've scored over 20 runs in games this season.
They have. They did. Yeah, right? They
24
scored 24.
Yeah.
24-2.
I mean, they can hit.
Didn't the Mets score a ton last night? The Mets, what is going on in baseball?
I don't know what happened with the Mets. I just know they were having some walk-off issues against the Nationals. The Nats walked them off twice in a row.
Gotta love the NL East.
Yeah, NL East is, it's interesting. You know what's funny? It's all
Mets won 19-5.
19-5. Yeah, 19 runs. That's crazy.
Mets pay people.
All right, we got to get out of here. So what do you have on your program? Day two. Day two of Raheem and Harris.
Of the mysterious new midday show you've never heard of before with people you don't know? Well, we have some questions. Number one, do you feel, this is our topic of the day today, do you feel like the draft eased your concerns about the Bears at all? I love how much we're talking about picks 1-8. I also am a little worried about how much we're talking about picks 1-8. So we want to take your calls on that as well. Calls at 1045, Meatball Machine. Leave us a voice message if you can't call. Additionally, is there enough ball to go around? You know, you added another wide receiver and now we're talking. Like, this is a valid question. I do want to examine the Nick Chubb discussion just because I feel like he's not the only free agent that could be in the mix here. Mm-hmm. So it opens up a bigger, I think, story. Ian Happ joins us at 11:25, so that will happen. At 12 o'clock, we want to do five on it. This is
a brand new
throwback.
Five on it. Explain that real quick.
It's like the pick six, but with five and us.
All right, I like it.
So it's at noon. We have some questions, and we also got a little interesting in our topics for the five on it. We also want to ask at 12:25, are these two men hold together? Like Jerry Maguire, does Ben Johnson complete Ryan Poles? Does he fill in the gaps there when it comes to talent evaluation? At 12:45, we have an office thief. So we've got to have an investigation.
I didn't see the email.
The email is from the person you don't want to steal from the most at the office.
Okay.
Like the one person that you really don't want to steal from.
Mitch?
No,
go higher.
Kevin Cassidy?
Bingo.
Somebody took something out of Kevin Cassidy's office?
Like, if you're going to pick somebody to steal from, probably not the biggest boss we've got.
All right.
Russ Dorsey joins us at 1 in studio to talk baseball. We're going to wrap up what we called Cubs Hell Week at 1:25, which is really 2 weeks and 2 days.
Have a great show.